Next Motzi Shabbos. Next Motzi Shabbos, next Sunday, is the yahrzeit of a recent tzaddik. The Irmei Chaim from Vizhnitz. Chaim from Vizhnitz. Spent a lot of time learning about the Irmei Chaim. The sefer here, it's called Vayehuda Vayoyimeh. It's the stories of Rav Yehuda Lejekover. I'm sure almost everybody here is not familiar with this tzaddik, Rav Yehuda Lejekover. He was the son-in-law of the Irmei Chaim. He was a tzaddik in our generation, Rav Yehuda Lejekover, from the tzaddiki emes of the generation, a very hidden tzaddik. And he told over stories about, beautiful stories about tzaddikim, all very mekubal stories. But his father-in-law, he had many beautiful stories. We're going to share some of those, but others as well. So the Irmei Chaim was, the Irmei Chaim, currently, like, his grandchildren are rebbes. There's many Vizhnitzer rebbes now. But before that, their father was the Yeshuas Moshe. And his father was the Irmei Chaim, and he was the one who really established the court of Vizhnitz in Bnei Brak. After leaving Poland, escaping, mamash, a miraculous escape. Those of you who know the escape of the Belzer Rebbe from the camps, from that Gehenim. So there's a similar story with Irmei Chaim, how he was able to escape. Mamash Pili Ploim. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and first he was in Tel Aviv, and then he came to Bnei Brak, and with Yeshuas. You know, we come to Bnei Brak now, and we see an Irshal Torah, but to establish Bnei Brak originally as a Makom Torah was not easy. It wasn't like it was today.
Like one year in the
60s. That's right, yeah. That's right. I don't know where to start, there's so many stories. Rav Yehuda was once with his brother-in-law, the Yeshuas Moshe, and they were speaking about the olden days, Vizhnitz. It was a very famous Vizhnitz Chassid, old Vizhnitz Chassid. His name was Rav Mordechai Chana Fuchs. He was as famous as the rebbes were in that world of Chassidus. So there were some, the rebbes were famous, and there were some Chassidim who were famous. Mordechai Chana Fuchs was a very famous Chassid. A lot of stories are told about him as well. So they were schmoozing about the days of old in Vizhnitz, and they came to speak about Mordechai Chana, and they said that he had a madriga that when people would start to speak Lashon Hara in his presence, mm-hmm. he would just fall asleep. It was an automatic shut off for him. It wasn't possible for him to hear it. So it was just, that was his teva. He would just fall asleep. So when Yudala heard this from the Yeshuas Moshe, he said, I'll tell you an even bigger chiddush. He says by the Irmei Chaim. He says if people were sitting in his presence and they would speak Lashon Hara, I don't know who would have the audacity to speak Lashon Hara in the presence of the Irmei Chaim. But sometimes we say things which we think are not, and it really is. So he said, as soon as people were starting to speak Lashon Hara, you could see on his face, he mamish didn't hear it. Didn't hear it. It wasn't the pshat that he heard it and he had to fall asleep. His ears didn't hear it. Didn't hear it. He didn't make any movements as if anything else was going on. It's like what Chazal said with Avram Avinu, that when Hashem gave him the letter Hey to his name to make him Avram to Avraham, he gave him the parts of the body which are not in our control, like the ears and the eyes and he gave that into his control. I mean, he was able to be, he had such a shlita, or the vort is that he had such a kedusha, it repelled the dibuim of Lashon Hara.
It wasn't in our control, now it's in our control?
No, Avram was given control over his ears, that he was able to hear what he wanted to hear and to see what he wanted to see, but he could shut it off and not to see and not to hear. The people would speak Lashon Hara and he would shut off his ears. That's it. Such a madriga. In Vizhnitz, a very strong Avos Yisrael. He was the son of the Avos Yisrael. His father was the Avos Yisrael from Vizhnitz. A tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. once at a Friday night tish. So at times they're mechabed, you know, with shirayim. Not everybody gets shirayim. So he was giving out shirayim to the different, you know, people who came to the tish, and there was one yid who came to get shirayim who didn't have a beard from the Imichai. Right? Moshe shaking his head, right?
Slaughter.
Right? Yeah. So the Mechaim gave him some of the shirayim, and the Chassidim were very upset about that. To get into that world, you know, understand, you know, like, what that means. It's hard for us to explain unless you understand the premise of it. They're very upset. It wasn't considered to be the proper thing to do. So one of the Chassidim whispered in the ear of Mechaim, and he said, "Shteim Gemara. Am ha'aretz mutter l'sanoisai." It's mutter to hate an am ha'aretz. To hate him. So Mechaim, didn't faze him at all. He smiled and he said back to him, "Also state in Gemara, kadish atzmecha b'mutter lach." Even though the Gemara says it's mutter to hate him, but kadish atzmecha b'mutter lach. You have to be makadish yourself in things which are mutter. So I'm being makadish myself in something which is mutter. This is a very deep story. So in one of the maizdis, the visionist maizdis of the schools there, so there was a menahel who wasn't so mutzlach in what it means to be a menahel. He was good, but he wasn't so good. And part of his job in being the menahel was that he had to raise the funds in order to pay for all the rebbeim. And he wasn't doing his job in that either. So they came, they reported to their Mechaim, and they said that, you know, we can't continue like this, that the Rabbanim are not being paid, not doing such a good job. So we should, you know, should fire him. So they asked the Rebbe what they should do. So the Rebbe said, yeah. So he should be my shliach and go and to tell them that he's, you know, he's parted from the job. So the next day the Rebbe sees the shliach and he says, "How did it go?" So he says, "I wasn't mekayim the shlichus." I said, "Why not?" He says, "Because how can I be mekayim a shlichus to shecht another yid, tell him that he doesn't have a parnas anymore?" So he says that the Rebbe came and he took his face and he gave him a big kiss. He says, "These are the type of chassidim and talmidim I'm trying to raise. These are the type of chassidim I'm trying to raise. I'm not going to shecht another yid." Even though the Rebbe said, "I'm not going to shecht another yid." So Rabbi Yudala pointed out that it could be that there were other talmidim chachamim, other people, they would say, "Oh, how could you not listen to the Rebbe?" He says, "This is the type of chassidim I'm trying to raise." It's a very deep story. In terms of his midos, you saw a little bit, heard a little bit about his midos. So he was considered to be from the biggest Bali midos of the generation. You know, every Rebbe, every tzaddik has his own kochas anefesh, his own qualities which stand out. Rabbi Yudala used to say very often that although they were very big talmidei chachamim and giants and Bali madrega and kedusha and tahara, what set the Mechaim apart from the other talmidim in the generation was his midos tovos. He says that we saw in his later years, Rabbi Yudala said about the Mechaim, that he was able to be zeichet to such madrigas which nobody imagined that the Mechaim would reach such madrigas. And we don't even know what he's talking about because we don't really have many madrigas. At least I don't have. So I don't know what he's talking about. And he says like he had madrigas which we didn't ever think that he would get. But people who were bala madriga, they know. The Bekim and what it means to Madriga. We never thought that the Mechaim would ever reach such Madrigas like that. So he says, what happened? He says, because he was such a Balmidas, Hashem gave him Madrigas Minashamayim. That was Hashem's gift to him. And he said, it wasn't because of his Kedusha, and it wasn't because of his Islavis, not that he was lacking any of those things. But because he was so careful in his Midos Tovos, they gave him Matnas Shamayim, they gave him gifts from above. Special Madrigas in his Avodah Hashem. Also a very important story. A aside from his midos tovos, what was very special about the Yemei Chaim was, you know, every tzaddik has a yontif, which really sticks out. But then the yontif of the Yemei Chaim was Pesach. He touched the pasuk. Once at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, he was very exhausted from the avodah. He touched the pasuk in Tehillim, Yoyim tza'akti b'layla negdecha. He says Yoyim refers to Rosh Hashanah. Tza'akti, we cried out to you on Rosh Hashanah, and now these days are over. So b'layla negdecha, what we're already looking forward to was b'layla, is the night of the Seder. Already from the moment that Tishrei was over, he was already looking forward to the Seder. And once his son remarked, the reason why Pesach was so chaviv to him, and he was nifter right before Pesach, as you could see, a week before Pesach, was because Pesach is this man of Ahava, and the Avodah of Yemei Chaim was just filled with Ahava. In fact, on another occasion, at the end of Simchas Torah, Hoshana Rabbah, he was sitting with with a Rav in Borough Park, his name is Rav Chaim Spitzer Zatzal. And we're sitting with him, and the avodah of Tishrei was over, and he turned from Avraham Chaim, and he said to him, "Now let's begin once again. Let's begin once again." And then he said to him like this, "Asher Shrei Veisach, Eidah Adaducha Salah." That's how we begin Slichas, right? And he says, as he said those words, tears started to stream down his eyes. Meaning sometimes when Tishrei is over, we're like, okay, you know, it was good, it was a good run. Can't wait for Hanukkah. But for the Yemei Chaim, as soon as it was over, he was ready to go again. Not so much, Asher Yishev Yisachar, let's go again. Not even the Shofar, the Slichas, he was ready to go again. In terms of his, talked about the Seder. Set him apart also from other tzaddikim. Yudala said that he was unique in this midah of looking forward to the Seder, what it was like by him, by the Seder, which was very, very, very special. Somebody once said, how come right before Pesach, envision it, the Rebbe didn't say any Torahs. He stopped saying Torah. So Yudala said, he says, you know why they're not saying Torah? Because already from Chanukah, he's talking the whole time about Pesach, the Seder. He says there's nothing more to talk about before the Seder. So he's talked about it already. He says once, by Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, Shabbos HaGadol, he became sick, the Mechaim. And they were very concerned about what was going to be by the Seder. And Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah. And already by Purim, that year, where he got sick, which was a month before, so he was saying Torah, and in the middle of the Torah, he started to talk about Pesach, and he said, and soon it's going to be Pesach, and there's a, he said a number, this many hours till we can finally eat matzah. So he said, I mean, he knew the exact amount of hours that were left until he was going to eat the matzah. So Yudala said, he says, we knew every year that the Seder was special by the Yemei Chaim. But we knew this year was going to be extra special. Because he was being megal of the hours, meaning that he was revealing his madrigas to everybody publicly. Meaning, usually you don't reveal, the tzaddik doesn't reveal very much. But he said, if he's revealing this, that must mean that he has other things that he's hiding from us. If he's already revealing the fact how many hours are left to him in the matzah. Said that story before about shechting the yid. It's a very nice maaser here. He had somebody who was very close to him. His name was David Schwartz. David Leib Schwartz. And he was his gabbai in many inyanim when it comes to tzedakah. And he says, I'm never ever going to forget the tears of the Yemei Chaim. And before he passed away, he would repeat the story often, everywhere he went. He said, one night, I came to the Rebbe, and I started to talk about a certain yid that I had heard about him, that he had nothing in the home, and he needed a certain amount of money. So the Rebbe asked Reb David Leib, He says, tell me a little bit about him, what's going on, you know, what are his needs. So Rav Schwartz said that he needs a sum of money, which was an astronomical sum. And the Rebbe said, okay, so we have to provide for him. So then Rav said, he says, well, if you're going to give so much money to this one chassid, this is enough money which can cover the cost of, let's say, 10 chassidim and their families. You're going to use it all on somebody who's not me'an shesh le'meinu, that he's not even, he wasn't even a vision of a chassid this yet. He's not me'an shesh le'meinu, you're going to give him this much money? So he said to him, David Leiv, he said, and the Rebbe was showing sign of pain, and he says, even from your mouth, I should hear such a thing, Anshle Shleimenu, Anshle Shleimenu, our guys. He says, he started to cry, and he says, am I raising a chassidus here that people like you should say, Anshle Shleimenu, Anshle Shleimenu? So the Rebbe was crying, and he took out his handkerchief, and he was cleaning his eyes away from those tears. So he says, Rav David Leib was so moved by that he concentrated himself, he made a knas, he penalized himself. And not only was he going to raise the money for this family, but he's going to take care of this Talmud Chacham and his children and his grandchildren. He paid for all their chasnas and all their needs because of that. He was mekabel upon himself. He said, I learned from here that it doesn't matter whether it's a chassid, whether it's a Mizrahi, whether it's a Litvisher, it doesn't matter what it is. There's no such thing as Anshei Shleimein. There's no our guys. There's no our guys. That's not obviously so.
He probably felt so bad for making the Rebbe cry.
Like, he never forgot those tears. Yeah. I forgot those tears. Spoke about Rechaim Brim Zatzal. Like I mentioned, Rechaim Brim was very makusha to all the tzaddikim. So, in fact, he has a niggin which they sing in Vision, especially. It's called Rechaim Brim's niggin. I should teach it to you. It's very geschmack. You probably know it, actually. It's a famous niggin. So, he once quoted the Rechaim as saying the following thing. He said, I see that I have a lot of people who like me. So, he said, but I don't know why they like me. I don't know what good they see in me that they should like me. So it must be it's an ava sheina tliya b'davar. It must mean that it's an ava which really isn't dependent on anything. And if so, it must, the Chazal say in the Mishnah, an ava sheina tliya b'davar, right, is a real ava nitzli. It's an ava which will never fade away. He says, I'm so happy that I have an ava from the people who love me, which is an eternal ava. Because they see nothing in me and they still love me anyway. Of course, he's a Rebbe. He did a lot of maifsim. Share one maifis. So this Rabbi Schwartz, he said the following maisa. He says he had this type of a growth on his hand. I don't know exactly what it was, and he would come to the. He came to the Rebbe once, and he showed him his hand. So he showed him his hand, and he thought he would get like a Rebbe shavar from it, you know. So he said, "Also, just put some cream on it. Put some cream on it." So he said he was walking home and there was a yeshiva right there. So he said, I'll go into the yeshiva, I'll get some cream. So he walked into the yeshiva and he asked the bracham, do you have any cream? Do you have any cream? They said, sure. So they brought him out some cream and he put on the cream and hoping to have a refuah. Turns out it was toothpaste. But he had a refuah from the toothpaste. And he would go around showing everybody, you see the maifis of the Rebbe? Put toothpaste. But the truth is that it's a my face. But you know who really made the my face? David Schwartz made the my face. Because he had a moon in the Rebbe that the Rebbe says to put on cream. Put on cream. Put on cream. In order for the maifsim to happen, it's a shutfist between the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Talmud has to have a moon in the Rebbe. There's a moon in the Rebbe in what it means to be a tzaddik, so then he's megal all the maifsim of the Rebbe. So you know that he lived through the war. And many people who survived, they were broken, and they had lots of kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he used to say a word from Rav David Lelever. It says in the pasuk, "Umalta mes orlas levavchem ba'arpechem v'leisakshu oid." He says, Torah says to do a milah on the orla of your heart, and then you won't be kshei orif anymore. You won't be so stubborn. So he touched the pasuk like this at David Oliver. Imaltem es orlas avavchem va'arpechem. That if you do a mila on your heart and on your neck, then loisakshu oid. You won't have any kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. So the Yitzhahara makes us have kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't have kashas on Hashem. The Yitzhahara has kashas on Hashem. Once somebody came to him who survived the war, and he said, Rabbi, I want to ask you all my kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam from what happened. So he said to him, he says, a creator like this, a God like this, if I could understand him, I wouldn't want to serve him. There's a maimer like that from Rabbi Nachman. You be quoted from the Kedushas Levi as well. Once a kofer came to the Kedushas Levi and he said to him, I have all the kashas on Hashem I want to ask on you. So the Kedushas Levi says, before you ask me a question, I want to tell you something. He says, a regular person doesn't have any understanding of what it means to somebody who's a CEO who runs a company, what it means to run a company. And he says, if CEO doesn't understand what it means to be a governor, and the governor doesn't know what it means to be a president. So a pasha person like you wants to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, every kasha which you have is the tshuva. There's no kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, once it happened that there were two boys who survived the camps, and they came once to daven in the shul by the Mechayim. And it was Kabbalah Shabbos. And this wasn't the way of the Rebbe to pace. Many tzaddikim, they would pace during davening, but he started to pace in Mechayim, and it was Friday night, and he was saying Kegavna, and he went over to one of these boys, and in his face, he shouted like this. He says, V'leis shultana achra b'chulu amin. There is no rulership by anywhere else, anywhere in the world, other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. He shouted it in his face, and he was very startled by that. He said afterwards, this bacher, he says, let me tell you what was going on. He says, as I was sitting there and I was davening in shul, I started to think to myself, kashas on Hashem, like surviving the war, how could Hashem put us through this, mamash broken, and all these kashas on Hashem. And at that moment, the Mechaim said to him, leis shul tana b'chulu amen, there's nobody else, there's nothing else in the world, only Hashem shlita. And he said, when he said those words, he was machnis in me such an emuna that I had never any kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. Okay. One last story. There was a chassid of Mendel Geffner. He was once had yichidus with the Rebbe, and he came out and he saw who was there, Rav Gavriel Yosef Vizhnitzer. And he told him what happened when he came went in to give a kvittel to the Rebbe. He was all shaken up, Rav Mordechai Geffner. He said, I went into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was smoking his lulka, right? He was smoking his cigarette. He was smoking his pipe. And by the tzaddikim, it was a very big avoda. It had many big yichudim and kavanas. And the Rebbe took the kvittel from this Rav Mordechai Geffner. Yeah. And as he was smoking the lulka, So all of a sudden, while he was looking at the kvittel, it fell out of his hand and onto the floor. So very quickly, of course, there's Rav Mendel Geffner. He jumped to go get it from the Rebbe, from the floor, for the Rebbe. He says, right away, though, the Rebbe grabbed his hand and he says, it's not derech eretz for Rav Mendel Geffner. It's not derech eretz for Rav Mendel Geffner. And then he called one of the shamashim to come pick it up. So when Rav Mendel left the room, he was all like that. So he says, I don't know what type of tikkunim that the Rebbe did for me when he said, it's not der cheretz for Mendel Geffner. It's not der cheretz for Mendel Geffner. I mean, he understood as a chassid that there was something there. So he said, that Rav Mendel said, many years later, what came out of these words was the following thing. Rav Mendel was crossing the street near Kikar Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and he tripped and he fell, and he slammed very hard against the concrete. And everybody was very afraid and scared as to what had happened to him. People were afraid to move him. Like, you know what happens many times, people fall. Like, if you move him in the wrong way, so they wanted to wait for Hatzalah to come and to help him out. And so they called and they were waiting. But all of a sudden, Rav Mendel Geffner, he gets up and he starts to walk. Everything is fine. Meaning, for that moment, he was a goner. And then all of a sudden, he gets up and he starts to walk. So a few days later, he left his house. And suddenly, while he was standing in the chatzer, he says there was a... He stopped, he paused. And as soon as he stopped, all of a sudden, something fell from the roof right in front of him that if he continued to walk, he would have been toast. So Rav Mendel said, he says, about these two incidents, this is what the Rebbe said from Derech Eretz from Mendel Geffner. But he said it twice. Derech Eretz from Mendel Geffner. That was the Derech Eretz he was talking about. That's what he said. And he would tell this story very often. And he said, on the day that he passed away, he asked that the Sefer de Mecham should be brought to him. So that he was holding it in his hand. And he held that this would be his avtacha, that when he would go up to Shemaim, if there would be any malachim who would try to, because of the vez, which he would do, he would hold the Sefer Mecham when he passed away, and it would be as if he was saying, Derech Eretz from Mendel Geffner. Derech Eretz from Mendel Geffner.